I need a hat. Okay. Let's see. Jim, I believe you, is it your organization with to withdraw 2371, 2543, and 2201?
That is correct. FRSA will withdraw those mods.
Yes. Okay, so 2371, 2543, and 2449 is withdrawn by the proponent. For the record.
No, 2371, 2543, and 2201.
Right, sorry. 2371, 2543, and 2201 are withdrawn, and we will consider 2449. Do you have that, Ann and Betty? All right, so we're on 2449. Would someone from the public like to speak on this? Go ahead.
Jim Carducci with the FRSA. And once again here, we would like to go ahead and add in, make the ASTM D226, make it a type 2 and strike out for type 1.
Okay, anybody else wish to speak either in favor or against this? You got something else to say?
Yes, sir. We also want to strike out the language for the ice damming for the freestall.
Is that in there already?
It's in there, and we're just striking it out.
All right. Okay. Is there anybody want to make a second for purposes of approval?
Second.
We have a second. Discussion. Seeing no discussion, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. 2449 is approved. Okay. 2506, you wish to withdraw?
2506, FRSA will withdraw.
Okay, 2506 is withdrawn, and we will consider 2405. Anybody in the public wish to speak in favor of 2405?
Bob Boyer, BOAF Code Development Committee, will stand on our supporting statements.
Okay. Anybody else wish to speak in favor or against 2405? All right. Is there a second for purposes of approval?
Second.
We have a second. Discussion. Okay. Chris is looking at something, so we'll, if anybody else wants to ask a question or whatever, feel free.
Actually, are we in discussion here?
Yes, we are.
Can somebody define for me what is included under slate-type shingles? Is that referring to synthetic, like the plastic fake shingles, fake slate? Can somebody clarify that for me?
Would the proponent, Bob, would like to come up and clarify this for Karen, please?
I believe that was the intent of the committee. Anything that was classified as a slate that would meet the definition.
Okay. Can I have a comment?
Bob, while you're up there,
Wait, Karen's not done yet. Go ahead, Karen.
There's another mod in here somewhere that specifically addresses plastic and synthetic slate shingles. So I think that should be removed from this mod. It's just an opinion.
Okay. So you're proposing to amend this mod by doing what?
By removing and slate type shingles.
Okay, the way it works is that one of the TAC members is proposing an amendment. So that's a motion. We'll ask for a second on the amendment only. We'll vote for the amendment up or down. Then we'll go back to the proposal as it's amended or not. Okay, just for clarification. So she's proposing first, and the only thing we're going to discuss and vote on is removing slate type, right?
Yes.
All right. Is there a second to that? The motion and a second regarding just removing slate type. Do you want to speak on that only? The slate type removal?
Just information. The heading on that section is slate and slate type shingles, so I don't think removing it is going to do anything. The title of the section, general heading is slate and slate type shingles.
Okay.
Okay.
So we have a motion and a second for removing that language. Further discussion on just that piece of it.
Then I'll withdraw.
You'll withdraw it? Yeah. All right, withdrawn. That's withdrawn. Okay.
I have a question in reference to the code section. R905.6.6 in the handout in the document you gave us this morning is flashing, not slate or slate type.
If the section already taken, what staff will do will create another section to go into the code. So,
The numeration is something that will be done and corrected automatically. So you don't have to necessarily worry about that if that's all your comment is about. If it's something else, that's fine. But just so you know that.
Okay, I just because in the same block, and this happened earlier, the 2506 that got taken out is referencing flashing. But this one was referencing a whole different section in the code. This flashing wasn't in that section. I just want to make sure we're in the right section, that's all.
Chris?
Yeah, that was one of my comments as well. I have one additional comment. As you read through the mod, it says in the second sentence, the installation's instruction shall state the allowable uplift resistance for the attachment system. I'm not sure that the installation instructions would state that information. Wouldn't that fall under the product approval? Wouldn't the product approval state that information?
Yes, I believe it would.
I would propose that we change that language to the product approval shall state the allowable uplift resistance for the attachment system.
So your proposal is to strike or just add product approval?
Strike installation's instruction and put product approval in its place.
Okay. Is there a second to amend this as it's to replace installation instructions with product approval? Again, we're only going to vote on that one little piece of the amendment. All in favor of that amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, any opposed? Yeah. Now we're going to go back to the proposal as amended. Go ahead, Buck.
Chris, I think we need to identify the Bob. We need to identify him.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Bob Boyer, Code Development Committee, BOAF.
And proponent, okay. All right, the proposal has been amended. Any further discussion on the proposal as amended, which is adding product approval as opposed to installation instructions? Seeing none. All in favor of the proposal as amended, say aye.
Aye.
Is there anybody opposed? 9-1 in favor. Okay. I believe we need our FRSA guy back up here, Jim. Is your intention to withdraw 2219, 2454, and 2208?
That is correct.
Okay, so let the record reflect that the proponent has withdrawn 2219. You guys with me, Betty? And 2219 is withdrawn, 2454, and 2208. We will consider now 2457, which removes ICE language from the code. Go ahead.
That is correct. The FRSA would just like to go ahead and have the ICE language removed.
Okay. Anybody else in the public wish to speak on this? Seeing none, is there anybody want to make a motion?
I have a question.
Okay.
What are the numbers for voting? What are the numbers?
Which one are we working on? We're now on 2457. 2457 is what we're on, if that's what you're asking me. Yeah. And apparently it's just removing ICE language from the code.
A second.
Okay, we have a second for discussion. All right, any discussion on this?
I asked this question earlier. If we went through and staff removed all the ICE language that was in there, why are we bringing these up?
It's already taken out.
So this doesn't need to be done?
It's according to Mo, it's out.
Okay, well, we do have a second, so either...
Sorry, I'll withdraw the second.
All right, the person who made the second withdrawn it. Does anybody else want to make a second? If not, the motion dies for a lack of a second. Okay, so there's no second, no approval, because it's already been done. All right, I believe FRSA... Did you want to withdraw 2377?
That is correct.
2379? 2213?
I did not withdraw 2379.
No? Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. Yeah, sorry. 2377 is withdrawn, right?
2337.
No, 2377.
Oh, I'm sorry. 2377.
2377 is withdrawn. We're now looking at 2379. Sorry. Okay, this is amending 1507.9.8, adopting language and change roof slope measurements. Go ahead.
Okay. We did make one minor change on this outside of removing the ICE language.
That's in this document you handed out?
No.
Oh, you're just doing that one. Okay.
I'm sorry. The mod that we had submitted, the reasoning is we've made it for roof slopes to be 4 units as opposed to 3 units, and then we removed the ICE language.
Okay, anybody else wish to speak on 2379? Does anybody wish to vote in favor by the second?
Second.
Okay, we have a second discussion.
Chip, nine.
Did you wish to speak on this 2379?
Yeah, since they're keeping it. I see no Florida-specific language or no language that would indicate there's a Florida-specific need to change from 3 and 4 to, or 3 and 12 to 4 and 12.
Okay.
I believe in the Florida Building Code, now the language reads 4 units and 12. We'd like to.
All right, so what do we need to do here? Chris is looking, so we'll see.
I'm looking at the code that says 3.
Yeah, it's, the code says it's 3, and they want to say 4.
They want to say 4, but there's nothing that's going to be 4 and 8.
Yeah, it's a difference.
All right, we hear that. Come up here if you want to speak. Go ahead. Anybody else?
Yeah, I just, I didn't want to
so
change the
what's
form
your
now.
Proposal then? How would you deal with this? There is a second. Okay. All right, we have a second, so we'll go ahead and vote on it. Those in favor of 2379, please raise your hands. 1, 2. Opposed is 8. Fails. Already covered by Florida specific requirements. Or no Florida specific need. Just put no Florida specific need. You got it? Okay. 2213, 2458, 2387, 2409, and 2215. Is that?
FRSA withdrawals.
Okay, withdrawn is 2213, 2458, 2387, 2409, and 2215, and that all of those amendments are withdrawn by proponent, okay? So that leaves us to start going on to Amendment 2659, which is review, requires new roofs on existing buildings. There is a comment there. If you want to look at that, that's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, Eric Stafford representing the Institute for Business and Home Safety. And the concern here is that for an assembly, for, in particular like asphalt shingles, that's been tested, and it's tested fastened directly to the roof deck. And we know that, in particular for shingles, the wind resistance is part the fastener and the adhesive sealant. And when you start installing it over an existing roof, there's, you know, it's not, the wind characteristics are not the same. The wind flow over the shingle is not the same as it is when it's installed directly to the roof. So really what we're saying here is, and I know a lot of people are getting hung up on the fact that they have to test, you know, all these different configurations. That was just really kind of left in there in case someone came up with a way to test a new roof over an existing roof. I don't know that we really expected that to happen anytime soon. That's not what we're trying to do. We're really say, really trying to remove the option to roof over an existing roof when the assembly is has to be tested. But we left that, like I said, left that language in there. If someone could come up with a way to test a new roof over an existing roof, then it performs as well, then we're okay with that.
Okay. Anybody else wish to speak in favor or against? So everybody out there want to speak on this proposal, for or against? Okay. Does anybody want to make a second for purposes of approval? We have a second. Discussion.
Yes.
Go ahead, Billy.
I have a huge concern with this, as I would expect any roofing contractor or entity out there in that audience should have had a concern with this. This proponent specifically stated residential and used shingles as the guideline. This pertains to every roof, commercial or residential. So we're taking, you know, I would propose two things. I would propose, number one, I don't even know why this section is in this code anymore since we have the existing building code. We shouldn't even be chapter 15, it should be for new construction. This should be over into the existing building code. And number two, I would ask that the proponent, if he is in fact concerned with the residential side of this, make that exception here that says this is for residential shingle over shingle only. Otherwise, I think that we need to be very concerned that you, what we're doing to the entire industry and the impact, financial impact it will have on building owners across the state.
Eric Stafford, Institute for Business and Home Safety. I mentioned shingles and residential. I don't think I mentioned residential, but shingles as an example. If we restricted it to residential, that's going to be an improvement, and I think we'd still be in support of that. But I think ideally we'd like to see all these systems tested to show, you know, equivalent performance if they're used over an existing roof, or through, you know, some measure show that they're going to have the same wind resistance if they're installed over an existing roof. So ideally we'd like to see all systems, but you know, if you wanted to go with residential, maybe we'd be still supportive of that.
Then I would make a proposal that we put at the end of this sentence that this refers to residential only. And it's in the wrong code.
But we
actually, this whole section ought to be taken out of the chapter 15 because we do have an existing building code, and that's where it really should go. Shouldn't even go in the R code. It should only go to the existing building code.
Just for a clarification about the existing building code, state license agencies are exempted from the existing building code and comply, fall under the requirements found in the building code, even for re-roofings. So it needs to stay here.
Okay. Other discussion?
The language for me is a little confusing. I understand what we're trying to do here. But if you read through it, new roof coverings shall not be installed without first removing all existing layers of roof coverings where any of the following conditions occur. For tested assemblies, where the roof covering being installed has not been tested, indicating equivalent performance for installation over existing roofs. To me, a little bit confusing. Like I said, I understand what we're trying to say. I understand the rationale behind it. But it starts off with four tested assemblies. You know, obviously, we're talking about the new roof being tested to basically a recovery type of testing, that it has a recovery uplift value versus a new install uplift value. That's a comparison we're talking about, correct?
More or less. The current test requirements are based on installed directly to the deck. And all we're doing with this language here is saying that if you're going to install over an existing roof, then you have to show that you're going to get the equivalent uplift resistance. That's what we're trying to say.
To my knowledge, if we're talking about commercial roofing, flat roofing, there's specific installs for recoveries versus new construction. I mean, it's very specific as to the substrate that you can apply these systems over. So I would kind of lean toward what Billy's comment was, and you know, I think we're kind of leaning toward the shingle side versus the commercial application side, seeing that the commercial applications very, very clearly specify substrates. So I would kind of lean toward Billy's comment there, where this is in essence a residential type of application that we're talking about.
Jack, do you want to weigh in on this?
I would just remind the committee there is no recovering or roofing roof over provisions in the residential code. It was reserved and defers to the existing building code. So this would be a commercial application. But in this case, commercial could be a 3-unit apartment building. I mean, it could still be residential in nature. I mean, you apply Chapter 15 to anything except 1- and 2-family dwellings. So you're still covering residential applications, but the residential code itself has no recovery provisions in it. It refers directly to the existing building code.
All right, so we do have a second, so further discussion. Any more time? Are you ready to vote? Okay, seeing no further discussion, Jimmy?
Well, just one comment. I have to address this in a site-specific design, and the word "yeah, tested" may would be preferable in the highest standard, but maybe some verbiage that it has to demonstrate code compliance with the structural provisions. Now, what we're trying to do is all the with the many types of roof systems. It would be great for my business if all my clients had to do all the additional testing. But are there so many types here that if the word "tested" doesn't agree, maybe an alternate would be to demonstrate code compliance with the structural section. But that's just a comment. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else have any discussion or any ideas? Okay, in that case, all in favor, raise your... The motion on the floor, no. The motion on the floor is to vote for this as proposed. No one's made any changes to it as of yet. We've discussed a lot of things, so if you don't want that, you just vote against it at this point. So the second was for the proposal, the mod 2659 as submitted. There hasn't been any amendments. So those in favor of this, raise your hands. One. Opposed? 9. So 1-9. And the reason, in summary, the reason none of you are opposed to it would be a sentence. Who would offer one sentence of reason? Chris? Karen, you have a sentence?
No, I've got an opinion, so I don't want to say it.
Anybody want to give a... All right. There's a reason. The reason is a huge financial impact to the industry, I guess, or to consumer. Fiscal impact to consumers is the rationale for, you know, denial. All right. We go on to 2258. Remove slope restriction for structural metal roof panels contained in table 15.2.
Mike Goolsby, Building Code Compliance. That's my mod. The rationale is the slope minimum slope requirement given is unnecessary. Any structural metal system is tested below a slope of 212 based on a submersion test of the panel seam. The test consists of submerging the panel under 6 inches of water for a period of 7 days, and to apply a minimum slope to this is unnecessary. The minimum slope is a process of the test itself. So this restriction is unnecessary. Additionally, it's the only requirement in Chapter 15 that actually deals with the structural metal and the installation thereof. Everything else is contained in Chapter 22, where you'll find information regarding the product approval and the slope being a process whereby the approval is given. Typically, you'll see structural metal systems as low as a quarter 12 slope, and that's the purpose for removing this restriction.
Anybody else want to speak in favor or against? Okay. You're in agreement? Yes. Just say your name. In favor. Okay. Anybody else? All right. Is there a second for purposes of approval?
Second.
You have a second. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all in favor of the proposed amendment, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Opposed? 1. Motion passes. Okay, next is 2020 in, I guess, 2336. Are both exactly the same, or is one residential building?
They are identical.
So can you want to withdraw one of these?
Sure, let's withdraw 2020.
You want to withdraw 2020?
And I think that was the proponent. I'm not the proponent, but that was the proponent's intent in the letter I think he sent.
All right, that's fine. Well, the proponent's not here, I guess. We'll have to take it up.
No, you're going to include it.
Yeah. Okay, well, then let's discuss 2020 and 2336 and see if we want to vote one in favor of the other. You want to speak on...
Yes, Robert Wills, American Iron and Steel Institute, speaking for the proponent, MCA. And they really did put in two identical proposals. I don't know why they did that, but I do believe they are identical. MCA's main point in both of them, however, is that there is nothing inherent in a high-velocity hurricane zone relative to the test method for exterior fire exposure of roofing that should differentiate it from the remainder of Florida, or for that matter, from the remainder of the United States. And this would restore consistency with Section 1505.2. When it comes to grandfathering exceptions in the code, all of these are based upon historical precedent. I would note that all of the legacy codes included some kind of a grandfathering exception for metal roofing. They were not all identical, but they all had some sort of recognition of the historical performance of metal roofing for exterior fire exposure. So I would urge your approval to restore consistency in the code.
Anybody else want to speak in favor? Anybody want to speak against?
Mike Goolsby, Building Code Compliance, speaking in opposition. We have tremendous information from ASTM E108 testing that these type systems with the metal panels do typically not pass a rating for this type of exterior exposure. And with regards to the other exemptions that we do have listed, we do have information regarding those systems. In some cases it's proprietary, but we do have the information on the other exemptions that show that they typically get a Class A rating. In the case of the metal, That's clearly not the case, and that is the reason why there's no such grandfathering clause here, because the overwhelming data is that there must be some sort of fire barrier beneath the metal panels in order for them to pass a Class A rating.
Okay, anybody else want to speak in opposition?
Bill Dunbar, Broward County Board of Rules and Appeals. Broward also opposes it for the same reasons as stated by Mr. Goolsbee.
Anybody else wish to speak in opposition? All right, would the proponent like one rebuttal opportunity?
Yes, please. And the only thing I would add is, once again, bringing it back to the main point, there's a consistency issue between the high-velocity hurricane zone and the remainder of the state. I don't know what they have on file as far as other materials. However, I do know that in every case, the exceptions in the building code were based upon historical precedent, and the historical precedent's there for metal roofing as well.
Would the opponent like their one rebuttal opportunity?
Just very quickly, that we do require all systems be tested other than the exemptions noted there. So our systems are tested, and we go from the aspect that we have known data, and it's supported by testing.
Okay, we've heard pro and con. Does anybody want to make a motion? First of all, let's do something simple. Since they're both the same, I'm going to ask first, is there a second on 2020? And no one make a second, so it'll die for lack of second. Then we'll discuss the same motion in 2336. So on amendment 2020, is there a second? Seeing none, dies for lack of second. Now we're discussing 2336. Is there a second for purposes of approval? I'm asking if anybody wants to make a second on proposal 2336 for purposes of approving it. Seeing none, the motion dies for lack of second. So neither of those are approved due to lack of second. Okay. Next we go to 2021 and 2335. I guess this is a similar situation.
Yes, Robert Wills, American Iron and Steel. It is exactly the same as the previous one. We're just talking about a Class B exception instead of a Class A. I would add that nothing changes in anything I said before, so I will leave it at that.
Those who want to speak against?
Likewise, opposition remains the same.
All right. So for consistency's sake, 2021, is there a second? Dies for lack of second. 2335, is there a second? Dies for lack of second. Okay. So those four, 2020, 2336, 2021, and 2335, all died for lack of second. Okay, next is proposal 2210, correcting a typo on the protocols of TS-114.
Jamie Gaskin, Miami-Dade County. It's basically an omission of the reference to 114, where it's referencing the TAS Appendix E.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak in favor or against? Seeing none, was there a motion to second for purpose of approval? There is a second. Discussion? Seeing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. 10-0 in favor of 2110. Next is 2112.
Jamie Gaskin, Miami-Dade County. Again, a typo. The reference in the code presently reads TAS. It should be RAS 113.
Anybody else from the public want to speak? Seeing none, is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, next is 2538, amending 1521.1.2, moisture content. Anybody from the public wish to speak on 2538? Got your name on it, but... Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Just for clarification, TAC members, you're allowed to propose amendments and you're allowed to speak in favor and vote on yours. In fact, you should. it's a little different in this type of process than others, so you are allowed to vote for your proposed amendments even if you propose them. So, yeah, I understand. For the record, we need to correct the proponent's name on this, apparently. Are you the proponent?
Yes, I am.
Would you state your name for the record, sir?
Jim Engskow. I'm with Laytide Roofing.
So if you, could you spell your last name?
Engskow is spelled E-N-G-S-K-O-W.
Okay, it's Jim E-N-G-S-K-O-W, Engskow. That's the proponent. I want to replace Jim, Chris's thing. Okay, go ahead.
The testing as it was originally drawn up in this section, to my knowledge, was for rigid roof insulation board and roof membranes and was not meant to include lightweight insulating concrete. We're getting a lot of testing on existing decks that is it's not passing, even though it has acceptable levels of moisture for standard lightweight concrete. I'm just saying, I think the thing was written just to include rigid insulation board and roof membranes, not lightweight concrete, and should be modified like we've got it there.
Anybody else wish to speak in favor? Anybody wish to speak in opposition?
Mike Goolsby, I'm sort of speaking in favor of portions of this and in opposition to others. Obviously, the intention was not to include lightweight insulating concrete decks relative to the 8% moisture content. So I'm in agreement with that portion of this modification. The last sentence in this modification, all re-roofing over existing lightweight concrete shall be topside vented, utilizing one-way metal roof vents. That entire sentence I'm in opposition to. Don't agree with the idea of installing the vents. They've been shown to be ineffective at best and a mechanism for water intrusion at worst. Typically, the vapor drive and gravity draws the water to the bottom of the deck. Typically, it doesn't come out through the top in this way. And I do have an opposition to that. In addition, I might suggest adding to the lightweight insulating concrete the other types of lightweight decks, the issue of gypsum and tectum as well. When it comes to either of those systems serving as insulation, which originally they were in some ways designed for, this restriction to the 8% moisture content would not apply to those decks as well.
Okay, anybody else wish to speak in opposition to this? Would the proponent like one opportunity for a rebuttal?
I agree with everything Mr. Goolsby just brought up. Striking the last line and including shredded wood fiber and gypsum, I have no problems with that at all.
Okay, so did you capture how they're proposing to make the change to this? Staff? Go ahead.
If I could add something here, in lieu of just having in the sentence all existing lightweight concrete, I think we could encompass all those other decks if we put all existing lightweight insulating concrete. I think that picks up your gypsum, vermiculite, all your other decks. Mr. Buchanan, I know he's involved in the Florida Roof Deck Association. He might have some input on that.
I think you have to say it.
I think you're going to have to mention the decks.
It's a bit clearer.
Specifically?
It's written that way in 1521.7, which is referenced here. It says lightweight concrete, gypsum, and specials, wood fiber.
Do we have any language to try to accomplish this, Mike?
Okay. The sentence that begins, all existing lightweight concrete shall be tested. Put all existing lightweight insulating concrete, comma, gypsum.
I'll let her catch up. Insulating, put a comma after concrete.
gypsum. Comma. Now, go back and just say and. Take out the comma.
So
and cementitious.
No, not there. Gypsum and cementitious.
Cementitious wood fiber.
Wood fiber.
Wood fiber roof decks.
Yeah, I think you have to do it twice there because the sentence just in front of that is referring to the lightweight not having to be tested for the moisture. You need to include the other two decks there also.
Okay, I'm sorry, what else do we need to do?
Sentence up above.
Testing for, add the same language.
Required for, where it says testing for moisture content shall not be required for, it should say decks listed below.
You can
deck
just
types listed below.
You can just cut and paste the gypsum and cementitious wood fiber to the same sentence.
No, down further. Go down to the very first sentence in the underline. After existing lightweight concrete, paste it in there. Control V. And then I guess you have to add lightweight insulating.
No.
No, not there?
You need to take insulating out because the current code language does not say that. Yes, that would be in the current code language.
Okay, so that's the proposal there. Basically, all existing lightweight concrete, comma, gypsum, and cementitious wood fiber roof decks. All right, that's the proposal. Go ahead.
I think the structural people are going to meet, and I think in a couple of days. But, Billy, I think about this. There are two different types of lightweight concrete. There's lightweight concrete, and there's lightweight insulating concrete. Difference in PSI. Right.
Chris?
There is structural lightweight concrete. Mm-hmm. So we need to be careful that we're not grouping the two together. There's structural lightweight, there's structure. I mean, lightweight insulated.
Insulate.
So what do we need to do?
The term insulating generally clarifies it. If you went to PSIs, you would basically say lightweight structural is somewhere around 2,000 PSI, and lightweight insulating is somewhere around 250 to maybe 350 PSI.
So you're proposing to add back insulating back in?
Only for purposes of clarification. I think, you know, it's a trade term. People usually know what you're talking about when you have the word insulating thrown in there. If you come up with something else, you know, cellular, aggregate.
Go ahead.
If the structural people on that tech are going, I don't know if they're going to change it. But, Billy, maybe right. It may say only lightweight concrete in the existing code. So we're just trying to get ahead of the curve a little bit.
So what do we want to do? Put insulating in there? We'll say that. Okay, so we've heard this. So is there a second for purposes of approval?
Second.
Well, someone from the tax, I need to propose this language up here. So, Chris,
yeah.
Make the proposal if you would.
So move.
Chris is moving this proposal as it's been written here. Do you want to add the other word in there? No?
Yeah. You put it in.
Insulating
concrete.
All right. Lightweight insulating concrete. So that's the proposal as made by your chair. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Discussion? Seeing none discussion, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Unanimous. So it's approved as amended. 10-0. Okay. We now go to 2045. And 2047, or what's the deal with that? Recover, are these the same, or?
The
doesn't, it shows them both being the same section. Mike?
Two different sections.
Mo, there was one that we had withdrawn. We failed to put in the strike through on one of these.
Right. I think we put them next to each other, and you see the 2047 has more a strike into it than 2045. I guess.
Do you want to withdraw 2045 then, Mike?
Yeah.
All right. Proponent has withdrawn 2045. We're discussing 2047. Go ahead.
The rationale behind this change is to remove the option of an adhered recover over an existing gravel roof.
What I think you need to go ahead and say your name, too. Sorry.
Mike Goolsby, Building Code Compliance.
Great.
The reason we're making this change is to remove the ability to recover over an existing gravel roof with an adhered system. What we found after Hurricane Wilma, basically a Category 2 event, we had widespread failures of this type of system. Additionally, in the 2004 hurricane season, at the Hurricane Research Committee, it was brought up that widespread failures of this type of system were observed around the state as well. So this modification is to seek to eliminate that type of recover. In other words, all of the existing gravel would have to be removed prior to an adhered recover, or if the gravel was to remain, then a mechanically fastened system would be necessary.
All right, does anybody else in the public wish to speak in favor? Does anybody want to speak against? Somebody's coming up.
Yes, sir. FRSA would like to oppose this. And not.
First of all, I need your name again.
Jim Carducci with the FRSA. And the FRSA would like to oppose this.
On what basis?
One second here.
Well, you know, give some rationale so the TAC has that information, if you would.
Give me one second, please.
Sure. Go ahead. Take your time. Don't get. Yes, Mark.
Mod we were the 2045 we're not looking at, or they're not the same. They address two different code sections. One's 14 and one's 14.1, which is more specific.
Apparently, you know, he said it wasn't ready or wasn't completed right or something. I don't know. What's the deal?
Yeah, I think, you know, these are the two sections. You're right. There's two two separate subsections, and I left the mic to decide what he wants to do.
Okay, let's take a look at the other one once we get through with this.
Sure. All right.
I thought this was the one that I'd submitted without the strike through.
Okay, so we're looking at 2047. We'll go back to 2045 in a second. 2047, okay. Are you ready, Jim?
Yes, we'd like to be able to allow the flood coat to be on there and to cover all the gravel.
Okay. Would anybody else want to speak against? Okay. Would the proponent like one opportunity for rebuttal?
Just re-point out the fact that we saw widespread failures of this type of roof system.
Would the opponent like an opportunity for rebuttal?
Yes, if cleaned and primed properly, the flood coat would adhere.
Okay. Okay, does anybody want to offer a second for purposes of approval of 2047?
Second.
Okay, we have a second. Discussion. Chris, and then Billy.
I had a couple notes on this one. Right. Mike, you had mentioned the widespread failures, and the FRSA touched on this. You know, I almost feel like this is more of a workmanship inspection type of issue versus a performance issue. You know, obviously these systems are tested by the manufacturer, and if performed correctly, they should derive the uplift numbers that the manufacturer had tested to. And in speaking to the testing, these particular recovery systems are tested with a flood coat in place versus a prime surface in place. So once again, we're kind of bucking the product approval because the testing is based over a flood coat versus a prime surface. So I don't know, my suggestion would be possibly a deck prep inspection, some other type of inspection to assure that the surface is prepared correctly for the recovery system versus, you know, I look at the impact of building, you know, the fiscal impact here, it negligible, but we got to think about what would happen if, in fact, we had to take all the roof. Now, I understand what you're trying to propose here. Believe me, I've seen it, so I know what the damage that can occur, but to pull all the gravel off an existing roof, if we have a 3 or 4 ply gravel over a structural deck, you're talking about spudding 3 inches at a time an entire roof surface because you're not going to be able to tear this thing off a structural deck once it's been primed and it goes down. So we talk about a negligible fiscal impact, but from a roofing aspect, my opinion is based on whatever deck type that we go over and how the roofer originally put it down, this could be a huge impact. We're talking about spudding a roof 3 inches at a time. So it could, from a labor standpoint, be a huge impact. You know, once again, my opinion is it's a workmanship and inspection issue versus a function issue based on the fact that the manufacturer does testing to get the uplift values.
Karen?
I agree with Mike. I think the installation method should not be allowed. I, too, have seen myriad failures with this kind of system. And I agree with Mike.
Billy?
Well, I strongly disagree. And I'll tell you why. Because my Metro Dade already requires testing of existing system to meet an uplift. So if you're going to do a go-over over an existing roof, you have to go out and perform a test on the existing deck to make or the existing roofing system, make sure it's in compliance and meets the requirements. There are NOAs currently that allow this the removal of loose gravel and new roofing installed over it. There are even updated current product approvals that have tremendous uplift using foam adhesives and adhering to a separation sheet, which typically are the insulation here that's listed. The panels are 4x4. I agree with that part. So I don't understand why you're writing this in when you have all these product approvals that are available to the contractors. And are you going to go pull those product approvals out and tell all the manufacturers they can't have them anymore? It's totally going against everything that is already in place in Metro Dade for their product approval systems and in-place product approvals. I don't think that that should be done. The impact is tremendous on the consumer. You're either going to tear the roof off or you're going to spud it, as Chris said, and that spudding involvement takes a longer time than to tear the roof off.
Okay, any further discussion from members? Jeff?
This is one of those products that has ancillary damage where the product that's on this roof will cause damage to structures all around it. And that's one thing that should be taken into consideration. It's just not the cost to the owner of the roof. It's the cost to all his neighbors when that storm does roll through and causes massive damage to windows. And as was said earlier, other things besides windows. This is one of those products that is going to hurt everybody that's around it.
You're saying it creates windborne debris?
It says it itself.
All right. Any further comments from TAC members? Karen, then Chris.
Just as a point of information, nothing in this, Billy, prohibits a foam adhesive applied system. It just says strictly mopping to it. At least that's my interpretation. Maybe I'm wrong.
My interpretation of where this falls is that you will remove all the gravel, regardless of what type of system you want to put on.
Is that the intent? Mike, let's get the proponent to answer that question.
That would be correct.
Okay. So that is the intent. Okay, Christopher.
Just kind of a rebuttal. My contention is, regardless of whether we're talking about a commercial roof like this or whether we're talking about a shingle or tile roof, if it's not done correctly, it's going to blow off. So that aside, you know, any of these roofs will blow off if not done right. These manufacturers test these systems, and they have uplift values associated with them if done correctly. Again, we're talking about a workmanship issue here versus a function issue. These systems are tested. And as Billy said, we're talking about removing all the gravel, 100% of the gravel. That's not the way the system was tested. So if the NOAs or the product approvals are not pulled, you're talking about now installing roofs over a substrate which has not been tested, that being a primer coat versus a flood coat. So we're kind of bucking the product approvals that are in place right now. So unless the product approvals are pulled as well, you know, any of the roofs will blow off if they're not done right. In my opinion, this is a workmanship issue.
All right. Any further discussion? Seeing none. All in favor of this proposal on 2047, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Then we have 2045.
Remain as withdrawn.
Okay. Based on that. Withdrawn. Okay. Then, so 2047, 5 to 5 fails. 2045 withdrawn by proponent. We now go to want to take lunch now? All right. Do one more. All right. We'll go to proposal 2645, amending 1521.21, modification to existing ventilation section. Anybody from the public wish to speak?
Jim.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is being deferred to the energy structural joint TAC?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Next is, not sure why this is in parentheses, but 2505, provide a linkage between the codes, 1522.2, there's a comment. Anybody want to speak on this one? Jamie, is this something you or Mike have? No? 2505, it was submitted by Pete Quintela.
Mike Goolsby, Building Code Compliance. I think what is being attempted here is in regards to rooftop equipment to provide a link or direction to the mechanical section where information regarding access to the roof is contained in the mechanical chapter.
Okay. This one or not?
Mo, I believe I remember a mod that's being proposed, I believe, by the FRSA, if I'm not mistaken, where this information that they're referencing in the mechanical section is actually coming over the roofing code. Do you know that?
No, it was drawn because it's already...
Was that one of the withdrawn ones?
Well, that was one of the things that I had in question. This has always been in the code. Any mechanical equipment that needs to be serviced on a building higher than 16 feet always required roof access. When you ever see it is only when you start getting in buildings that are on up in height. And my comment on that was I would like to make sure that this is referenced in mechanical and in all sections of the code that pertain to it, as well as the structural section. Warehouses as well as retail centers you see, they're over 16 feet that have AC equipment to get serviced every day. None of them have access to those roofs. That's what this intent was, and it should say. It should be put in and clarified and enforced.
Okay. All right. Does anybody else want to speak on 2505? Is there a second for purposes of approval? We have a second. Discussion? Chris?
Mo's got the Mo, which this is the draft language of the 2007.
That's what will be in
1509.6 basically has chapter, or I'm sorry, section 306.5, the mechanical. It's in the language of the code right now over in roofing. So that'll come over as 1509.6, and it's everything to do with the ladders, the heights, the clearances, the rungs.
That's not the high velocity. You want to put it in the high velocity.
1522.2.
You want to put it in the, this is not the high velocity.
There's also a comment here, and the note says to use the comment. So, Mo, is that the intention? Is that the comment be approved?
Well, it seems like he came in and amended his mod and provided the comments.
So he commented on his own.
Yeah, and if the right. comment, it seems...
It made a correction to it,
so I'll take the comment.
We should then be voting on the proponent's comment.
Which is an amendment. This is approved as amended, then, would be approved with the comment.
Well, for sake of consistency, if this verbiage is in the non-high-velocity area, shouldn't we carry that same verbiage over to the high-velocity in lieu of having a reference to mechanical in one spot and having the actual verbiage from mechanical in the other spot?
That means you are really making a new amendment, a new code change that was never submitted.
I'm just trying to be clear.
Yeah. Whether you can or not,
you're consistent, you can yeah. Can I make an amendment to this mod?
This won't tell them.
Hey, we strike everything there and we put...
Well, we just won't tell the Florida Building Commission. We'll just stick it in there. Just come up with a number.
I'm just trying to be consistent.
I understand. But you could write it down, and maybe the proponent can come back and put the language in there under comment.
Well, if it's voted down, it's really kind of too late.
No, it's voted down. You still can. If the committee voted it down...
Well, we could amend the mod that's there right now. It starts off, it says, where equipment and appliances require access, are installed on roofs or elevated structures at a height exceeding 16 feet. We would then just add the language, such access shall be provided. We'd strike where it references mechanical and put the verbiage from 1509.6 where it picks up.
What you would need to do then is approve it, and then the comment could be made on that to fix it that way. You know, someone could make a comment to correlate it with the other code or whatever as a comment. But if you shoot it down, then it's not going to come back that way.
Well, I was just going to amend what's there right now. And in lieu of C Building Code Mechanical Section 306.5, we had the verbiage beyond that first sentence.
I think you can amend it. Yeah. You can amend it if you...
I would propose that amendment.
Okay, so the proposal
is
to amend this 2505 as commented by removing the...
After 16 feet.
Are they up there? After?
Let's go ahead and bring it up.
After 16 feet, go up into the one up there. 16 feet, Chris.
After 16 feet, then we're going to add the language from 1509.6 beyond that point.
So add...
I mean, I'm not going to read that.
Yeah, no. Add the same language from 1509.6.
Where the strike begins.
Through what? All of 1509.6, right?
Yes.
Is that all of 1509.6, not 7, right?
Correct.
Okay. So.
First, I'm trying to strike the C Florida Building Code.
Yeah, after 16 feet, the existing mod that's up there right now, see Florida Building Code Mechanical, that gets struck.
Yeah, strike that.
And in essence, all we're doing, it's the same language. It is the mechanical 306.5, but in the other section of the code, we describe 306.5 in lieu of referencing it. So all we're going to do is describe it once again.
All right, so you might want to say in that little, in your parentheses there, add section 1509.6 language, just so you're clear what you're doing. Okay. All right, so that's the proposal as amended.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Going back to the amendment proposal as amended, any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, so that's approved unanimously as amended. Okay, next is 2114. Might as well get through the protocols. We're going to go ahead and go to the protocols. We've got two more to do here. 2114.
Jamie Gaskin, Miami-Dade County.
All in favor?
Changing reference from TAS to RAS.
All right, is there a second for approval?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous? Okay, next is, and last before lunch, is 2505. Is it, the action can only be limited to the RAS 13392, Amendment 2504, Chris. That's deferred to the instructor. Yeah. 2646 is deferred to the energy structural joint tax, so we'll do this last one, then we'll take lunch. 2504, Chris Schulte.
Yeah, this is just an update to the SMACNA manual. There's a 2003 edition, and it's also where the code is referenced in the various areas. The SMACNA manual is referenced in the RAS 133 section 9.2. So I added the reference because it is referenced in the RAS, and the edition is the 2003. It's just an update.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak on this? Seeing none, is there a second for approval?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. So we'll leave off here. We'll come back and start with 2536, the protocols. How much time do you want to take? Okay, so let's get back at 1 o'clock then, folks. Hour for lunch.